3.7 The Clinging Woman, Part 3.
She said,
I'm Lydia Simpson. You saved my life. I've come to thank you.
His embarrassment was acute.
You shouldn't have,
he said with a nervous smile.
You really shouldn't. That's not necessary. I only did what anyone would have done.
She was calm and tranquil. Not at all his idea of a failed suicide.
But no one else did,
she said.
Won't you come in? Have a drink or something?
Oh, no. I couldn't think of it. I can see you're just going out. I only wanted to say thank you very, very much.
It was nothing.
Nothing to save someone's life. I'll always be grateful to you.
He wished she would either come in or go away. If this went on much longer, the people in the other two flats on his floor would hear, would come out, and another of those bravest deeds of the year committee meetings would be convened.
Nothing at all,
he said, desperately.
Really, I've almost forgotten it.
I shall never forget. Never.
Her manner, calm, yet intense, made him feel uncomfortable, and he watched her retreat into the lift, smiling pensively with profound relief. Luckily, they weren't likely to meet again. The curious thing was that they did, the next morning, at the bus stop.
And there we leave the story for today. Tune in tomorrow at the same time to find out what happens next. In the meantime, good night to you all.